at the time, he said he would not have approved the move to Las Vegas. Could you imagine the Raiders not being here now after last season?
Boy, you talk about old school. That's the oldest school right there. God forbid gambling. No, that's horrible.
He's about to be inducted into the Pro Football Hall of Fame, but, you know, that is part of his legacy right there, being anti-gambling, I guess.
Thank God he got out of the business when he did.
Indeed.
Otherwise, there would be no Vegas Raiders and oh, wow. That would be horrible. Thank you. Gentleman Jim Dallas, on the other side of the glass, as always. Stick around. More to do. Megan Barth, ReaganBabe.com, will join us. We'll talk about the summit coming up in Geneva tomorrow. We'll do that and more coming up on AM 670 KMZQ, where news is next.
All the way to your locally owned Meineke, your one-stop shop for total car care. With Meineke e-inspection, you'll know the problem and the fix. We'll send real-time updates, photos, and technician notes straight to your phone. Book online today and get a $17.95 basic oil change. Engine, brakes, tires, oil. Meineke, doing car care right. At participating locations, terms and conditions apply.
Hi, I'm State Senator Scott Hammond. These are difficult times for all of us, a time set apart. But our Las Vegas community has always come together when we need to. We all have a part to play, and it is heartwarming to know that our community is strong enough to fight this. Many of you also have questions or concerns, which is why I have compiled as much information and resources on my website as possible. Please visit HammondForNevada.com/COVID-19. That's HammondForNevada.com/COVID-19. Paid for by friends of Scott Hammond.
Broadcasting live from the world-famous Las Vegas Strip, AM 670 KMZQ Las Vegas. Locally owned and operated by Kemp Broadcasting and Digital Outdoor.
News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Jason Walker. President Biden says he is ready for several hours of talks with Russian leader Vladimir Putin at their summit Wednesday in Geneva. White House correspondent Greg Cluxton has an update.
Heading into the highly anticipated talks, the president has called Putin a worthy adversary.
He's bright. He's tough.
Mr. Biden has said he's hoping to find areas of cooperation with the Russian president, but he's also warned that if Moscow continues its cyber attacks and other aggressive activities, the United States will respond in kind. Greg Cluxton, Washington.
A delay in the battle over infrastructure talks. White House plans to give the bipartisan negotiations another week to 10 days before assessing next steps. Now, Democrats are devising a nearly $1 trillion proposal. If no deal is reached, the administration prepared for a Democrats-only approach to pass the president's sweeping jobs and investment plans. Also at townhall.com, Southwest Airlines hit with another system-wide computer outage Tuesday.
The airline asked the Federal Aviation Administration to ground all of its U.S. flights over technical issues. Southwest released a statement on social media acknowledging the problems. Multiple airports informed passengers of the delays. The system outage comes a day after a similar issue delayed flights by hours Monday night. Southwest had to ground all flights after a glitch meant that operators stopped receiving vital weather information. A company spokesperson said its third-party weather data provider had experienced intermittent performance issues. Bernie Bennett reporting.
New study finds more than half the cosmetics sold in the U.S. and Canada are awash with a toxic industrial compound that's associated with serious health conditions, including cancer. Researchers at Notre Dame tested more than 230 commonly used cosmetics. More on these stories at townhall.com.
Tell me why Relief Factor is so successful in lowering or eliminating pain. I'm often asked that question. Pete and Seth Talbot, the father and son founders of Relief Factor, tell me they believe our bodies were designed to heal. The doctors who formulated Relief Factor selected the four best ingredients, 100% drug-free ingredients that each help your body deal with inflammation. Order the three-week quick start now. Discount it to only $19.95 to see if it will work for you too. Call 800-500-8384. ReliefFactor.com.
Hi, I'm Todd Simon, the fifth-generation family owner of Omaha Steaks. There's nothing I love more than putting a steak on the grill for Father's Day. With Dad's Day right around the corner, send him more than just a gift. Send him an experience with the Get Out and Grill assortment. This package includes 20 entrees he's guaranteed to love. My personal favorite is the 10-ounce butcher cut New York strip. Plus, you'll get 4 New York strip burgers free with your order. Visit omahasteaks.com and type cookout in the search bar. That's omahasteaks.com, keyword cookout.
I lost 46 pounds in 8 weeks with the help of Andrew 400, having tons of energy, not feeling tired or feeling at the end of the day that my feet are dragging. I would very strongly recommend it to anybody that feel they need to cut down on their weight or who doesn't have enough energy. Absolutely.
That's fantastic, Joe. And congratulations on losing 46 pounds in 8 weeks with the help of Andro 400. Guys, check out Joe's before and after pictures on andro400.com. Since 2004, men have chosen Andro 400 for one reason: results. Andro 400 can help you safely and effectively lose belly fat, gain energy, and boost your testosterone. We guarantee it. Order today and get free shipping and special discounts available only on andro400.com. andro400.com. That's andro400.com.
It's 5:04. This is your KMZQ News Flash. I'm Jim Dallas. Well, it's baking this week. The National Weather Service forecast highs of 113 to 116 through Saturday as an excess of heat warning runs at least through Friday night. You may not be able to beat the heat, but you can prepare for it. Drink plenty of water, limit your time outdoors to the cooler parts of the day, and wear light, breathable clothing. Remember, never leave children or pets alone for any time in an enclosed vehicle. Check on family, friends, and neighbors who spend a lot of time alone or are more likely to be affected by the heat. Clark County has opened cooling stations at community and recreation centers in Las Vegas, North Las Vegas, Henderson, and at Catholic Charities downtown. Allegiant Stadium is only about 1 year old, but Raiders owner Mark Davis's suite is already set for a $688,000 renovation. Davis said a key element for a suite is adding glass between it and seating outside of it to be able to have privacy in that space when needed. In other words, you could be sitting inside the suite and not hear what's going on inside the stadium. The work should be completed before the Raiders' first game this season. Shea Theodore scored his first goal of the postseason, and Marc-Andre Fleury made 28 saves as the Golden Knights beat the Canadiens 4-1.
KCQ On-Time Traffic is powered by Meineke Car Care Centers. Right now, come in for a synthetic blend oil change for just $17.95.
By the way, Game 2 is Wednesday at 6 p.m. at T-Mobile. Bumper-to-bumper conditions right now, 15 north at Tropicana, 15 south at Sahara. We're getting reduced speeds through the Spaghetti Bowl as well, both directions, 515 eastbound at Main Street and 515 westbound at Las Vegas Boulevard.
I want you to know that the movement we started is only just beginning. There's never been anything like it. The belief that a nation must serve its citizens will not dwindle, but instead only grow stronger by the day. As long as the American people hold in their hearts deep and devoted love of country, then there is nothing that this nation cannot achieve. Check it out. I go from this majestic place with a loyal and joyful heart, an optimistic spirit, and a supreme confidence that for our country and for our children, the best is yet to come.
It ain't about how hard you hit. It's about how hard you can get hit and keep moving forward. How much you can take and keep moving forward. That's how winning is done.
Number one, time is running out.
Ladies and gentlemen, Kevin Wall.
If you believe the left-wing media, you would swear that tomorrow there was a heavyweight title fight or a UFC event
coming up in Geneva, Switzerland. It's only a presidential summit. The president of the United States, Joe Biden, versus Vladimir Putin of Russia. And, I mean, the buildup to this thing is horrible. I mean, you would think that this is going to solve the problems of the world. The good thing is they have set the bar very low for anything coming out of this. Tell you what, let's do. Let's check in with Megan Barth from ReaganBabe.com. What do you make of what's going to be going on tomorrow? They're going to start early in the morning our time in Geneva.
Well, I won't take an elongated, confusing pause as Joe Biden has in nearly every scripted, coerced, and selected press conference that Joe Biden has given on this topic. But what I understand from reading about it is that it's going to be 5 hours and there's going to be no food. I guess they must have run out of tapioca for the old man. Vladimir Putin said something in an interview in which he called Trump extraordinary, talented, and a colorful individual. And then he said Biden is radically different. Yes, Biden is definitely not extraordinarily talented or colorful or extraordinary. In fact, he's been just an absolute buffoon of an embarrassment on the international stage. We're not the only ones that are embarrassed by this. I have to assume some Democrats, if they have a conscience, are also embarrassed by this. But the ones that aren't embarrassed by this are our enemies. They are China. They are Russia. We even had the Prime Minister of England, who reminds me of Trump in looks, but I can't remember his name right now.
Boris Johnson.
Boris Johnson. What a boob he has turned out to be. He has to correct Joe Biden. Macron is basically holding Joe Biden up like a walker. They all know that he is not capable. And we also have calls now going out over Twitter by many former CIA and FBI agents, etc., to invoke the 25th Amendment, because this type of buffoonery is not laughable any longer. It's actually dangerous to our national security.
Did you hear the latest? And this is from today.
Hit me.
He didn't know the difference between Syria and Libya. No. I mean, it's absolutely incredible that he mistook. He kept going back and forth, Libya and Syria. Yeah, and he screwed that one up. That's today's gaffe.
Right, and it's just, it's gaffastic, and it's they're no longer gaffes. I mean, that's the thing. You know, you can stutter, you can stammer, you can forget a name like I just did with Boris Johnson, and et cetera, but this is actually something that's very serious. It's obviously medical. He is not firing on all of his neurotransmitters in his brain, and that's what happens when you approach 80 years old, but, you know, you have to take in consideration, Trump just turned 75, and he has a very strong mental acuity. He seems at least 10, 15 years younger than Joe Biden, and that is attributed to healthy living. With Joe Biden, it might be hereditary. Who knows? But he definitely has some sort of mental incapacitation, whether it's dementia, whether it's Alzheimer's, whether it's a combination of the both. But bottom line is that his lack of mental capacity and his continuous confusion or unknowns or gibberish is a national security threat. And it's no surprise that Kamala Harris really is just kind of waiting in the wings. And we know that the Democrats didn't toss up Joe Biden because they thought he was capable. He was simply just a placeholder for the radical left.
Let me ask you, do you think President Biden will press Putin on any issue, not just Ukraine and some of the other stuff that's going on, but anything?
Really, Joe Biden's going to press someone on anything? I mean, look at how the Chinese treated our Secretary of State when they met him in Alaska. You know, the Chinese diplomats basically said, "You are not in a position of power to lecture us." And like I said, our enemies know it. They're just sharpening their swords.
Well, it's going to be interesting to see how this this plays out. Do you now? There's not going to be joint news con. Normally, they have side by side news conferences where they have two podiums and they talk and they interact. Supposedly, Putin did not want that. Will you believe the Biden version of how the meeting went or the Putin version at the end of the day?
Well, you know, honestly, who has a better who would be at an advantage if they lied? Joe Biden.
Oh yeah, I mean it would bury him.
Yeah, I mean the reason why they're not having a joint press conference, I'm certain that Putin would want to basically disgrace this bumbling fool on the international stage. We know how Joe Biden does in press conferences. He doesn't do well. He constantly says that he's going to get in trouble. Kamala Harris stands behind him like she's the Grim Reaper in waiting. So the optics are never good when Joe Biden takes to a press conference.
Let me just ask you: Do you think Biden can stand up to Putin? I mean, Putin, you just look at him, and he's just a tough SOB. I don't get that sense when I look at Joe Biden.
No, Joe Biden shuffles along. He mumbles gibberish. He doesn't know where he's going, whether he should go left or right. He spouts off. His inflection of his voice changes constantly. He's either whispering or he's screaming. And so he's just, like I said, he's an unhinged screw.
And what is most amazing is the build-up to this thing. People are, you know, on the left are talking as if Biden is going to lecture, is going to lay it out. And even Biden said, hey, you know, if there are areas where I can agree with them, then we'll go forward on that. But if not, then we're going to have a problem, and I'm going to. I think at one point he said, you know, if they keep doing cyber stuff and things like that, that we're going to respond in kind. I don't know what that means. There's been no explanation. Do you think he'll tell Putin what he's going to do?
Well, I think Putin is going to be actually thanking Joe Biden for all of the windfall of the billions of dollars from energy exploration and movement through the Nord 2 pipeline. Joe Biden, the first thing he did as president was shut down basically our energy lifeline and then basically gifted Putin with his. And so, you know, Joe Biden is not negotiating from a position of power. What is he going to negotiate with Putin? He's already basically given Putin everything Putin wants.
Yeah, there's really nothing left on the table other than cybersecurity, perhaps. Don't do that again! That kind of thing.
Well, Kevin, I don't believe in coincidences. I look at patterns. And when you look at the industries that have been attacked by perhaps foreign, ransomware actors and hackers, they attack the two industries that Joe Biden attacked, the meat industry and the energy industry.
Good point. More coming up with Megan Barth. Tomorrow, and it's going to be kind of under the radar, Democrats in the U.S. Senate are going to start talking about reconciliation. We'll talk about that and a whole lot more coming up. I'm Kevin Wall. Good to have you with us. Megan Barth alongside on AM 670 KMZQ.
Breaking news, newsmakers, and political heavy hitters, all before the sun comes up. The Hugh Hewitt Show, weekday mornings from 3 to 6 on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
It's finally happened. We're finally free. Hey, Kevin Wall here, and my friends at Ichabod's Lounge are at 100% capacity with the same old Vegas atmosphere customers have come to expect for more than three decades. Ichabod's, even after a pandemic, it's still one of the top gaming bars in Las Vegas with the best promotions and amazing monthly cash giveaways and payouts. As they say at Ichabod's, we manage with generosity. When everyone else is cutting back, Ichabod's continues to super serve its customers and now super serving mask-free. Ichabod's Lounge features an incredible menu, including steaks, seafood, burgers, pastas, and five daily specials. And at Ichabod's Lounge, their kitchen is open 24-7 for you late-night foodies. Check out their nightly entertainment at the Piano Bar. I just love it. You want to win? You want to celebrate our freedom? Then I'll see you at Ichabod's Vintage Vegas Dining, Gaming Lounge, and Piano Bar on East Flamingo at Pecos.
Coach Pete knows that three initials should be part of your retirement plan.
GPI.
We need to have growth. We need to have protection of that growth. So if we get a gain, we make sure we protect that gain. The most important part of a total retirement plan is having lifetime income you can never, ever outlive.
For your GPI in retirement, call 888-702-8898 or text VEGAS to 888-702-8898. Call or text VEGAS to 888-702-8898.
When you need legal expertise, you got a lot of options. Heck, just spend a few minutes watching local TV, you'll see plenty of legal help. Hey, Kevin Wall here. Look, no one ever wants to need an attorney. But when you do, it's important to hire one who knows the law. But more importantly, you need an attorney who shares your conservative values. That's why my small business, Battleborn Radio, trusts Craig Mueller to handle all our legal needs. Craig was born and raised here in Las Vegas, and he's our legal expert on Live and Local Now. Craig's been defending the Constitution for more than three decades, protecting your rights. And if you're hurt, in a car accident, or on the job, Craig Mueller will get you the money you deserve. I trust Craig Mueller with my small business. You can too. Call Craig at 702-887-1731. That's 702-887-1731. 887-1731. Or visit Craig online at CraigMuellerLawyer.com. That's CraigMuellerLawyer.com.
There's a reason approved certified pre-owned Jaguars enjoy such an outstanding reputation. They were once new Jaguars. Hi, this is Ray DiNardi. With the 100,000-mile approved certified warranty, pre-owned Jaguars still have plenty of life left in the tank. They're like new in every respect and waiting to take you on many more exhilarating drives. Come find yours today at Jaguar Land Rover Las Vegas, 6425 Roy Horn Way, or visit us online at jlrlv.com.
Our country is in an upheaval that continues to fester. Elected officials from the lowest recesses of our local government to the highest office in the land have played a part in the divisiveness of today's America. And we, Americans, bear the risk. I'm Sam Peters, owner of Peters Family Insurance here in Las Vegas. Our government is opening our country's border. Shutdowns have destroyed businesses and jobs, and crime rates are on the rise. Are you prepared? Peters Family Insurance is a conservative, veteran-owned business with two locations in Las Vegas. If you've not taken a look at the risks you face every day, give us a call. Whether it's auto, home, business, or life insurance, we can help. We've been voted best of Las Vegas for 2 years straight, and we live up to that award. Support local conservative small business owners before liberal elected officials put us all out of business. Call Peters Family Insurance today at 702-870-4000. Again, that's 702-870-4000.
Broadcasting live from the world-famous Las Vegas Strip, this is Live and Local with Kevin Wall on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
And this hour of Live and Local brought to you by the good folks at the Libre Initiative. Megan Barth, ReaganBabe.com, joining us. And obviously, we've been talking about Joe Biden versus Vladimir Putin. That's tomorrow in Geneva. Meanwhile, here at home, it's interesting that we're going to have the beginning of the reconciliation talks are going to begin among Democrats. 11 Democrats on the budget committee are going to get together, and they're going to talk about reconciliation. And I'm curious, Megan, this whole deal about Joe Manchin, Kristen Sinema, there may be other Democrats that want to cross over but can't right now. They might be able to if Manchin does. What do you make of that, and do you think we will end up with budget reconciliation?
When the Democrats talk about a budget, you have to laugh. I was just actually made aware of an old memory of mine on Facebook, probably, I don't know, 7 or so years ago, that said the Democrats hadn't passed a budget in 7 years under Obama. Remember that? And so the idea of the Democrats' budget is just how much money can they spend that's not their own, and how much money can they fleece from the American worker. Their idea of budget is they need to spend more than their budget so they can budget that for next year. And we know that their infrastructure budget Only 10% of that amount goes to infrastructure. The rest goes to Democrat lobbyists and pet projects. And so, do I have any hope? No, anytime the Democrats get around and discuss economics, I kind of just gloss over because they're Keynesians in belief. They don't believe in the free market. They believe in a centralized government control. They believe that the government can spend your money better than you can on your family. And this is why we see the mass migration from blue states to red states. There was just an article published today that showed that California and New York and Illinois all bled, while Florida, Arizona, and Texas all welcomed these newcomers from these high-tax Democrat states. So the great thing about money, which the Democrats hate, is that money is dynamic. It moves with the person that makes it. This is why we are seeing Miami and Florida explode with technology and new innovators as they're flocking to Florida because of the tax relief that they're finding there.
I want to ask you, we have seen the, I guess for 2 weeks now, been able to look at the aftermath of the 81st Nevada legislature. The president or the governor's been flying around the state doing bill signings in different places. And one of those bills, AB 321, changes forever, or at least until we change it back, how we do elections, the stay-at-home ballots, the ballot harvesting. And a lot of people are asking the question, what are we going to do about it? What should we do about it?
Stop electing Democrats. That would be a start. But, you know, it's hard when your voter rolls are entirely dirty, and that's what I've been saying. So basically what they did is they gathered around an emergency meeting under the guise of COVID, and they changed all the election laws, and fraud ran rampant. And they now codified that fraud into law. So all of the fraud is now codified. So the Democrats got what they wanted. They said it was going to be temporary, and just like a tax, it's never temporary. So they basically took California's model as far as, you know, voting irregularities and voter fraud, and they just transferred it to here, and now we have ballot harvesting. So the Republicans are going to have to learn how to ballot harvest.
Now, going past today, we've got more elections coming up in 2022. How are we going to do this? I mean, it's one thing to be able to say, oh, we need to elect more Republicans, but that's easier said than done. How do we go about that? I mean, how do we vet better candidates? How do we fund candidates better?
Well, we stop pretending that moderates are good for the state. We stop listening to the consultancy class because moderates only destroy the Republican brand. I mean, a good example of that would be Governor Sandoval. Be an excellent example of that. We don't need any more Governor Sandovals, because when you can't tell the difference between a Republican and a Democrat, then there is no difference. And they will basically serve up the Republican Party's corpse on a silver platter to the Democrats. And the Democrats have been hijacked by the socialists, the DSA. Democrat Socialists of America have hijacked the Democrat Party in the largest county in Nevada, which is Clark. So it would be really wise if the Republicans, maybe it's Joey Gilbert, now he just threw his name in for governor, and he's definitely a straight shooter. He doesn't mince words. He's outspoken. He went after this governor against the lockdowns and all of the science-based medicine that Steve Sisolak was preaching, which wasn't based in science. It was based in political science. It wasn't based in actual biological science. So, you know, if Republicans were smart in Nevada, they would stop pretending that moderates win. And actually, moderates win on a conservative message. So they campaign as conservatives, but then they moderate their principles because they never really had principles to begin with. So we have to start electing people that speak the truth, that actually call Democrats what they are, which are socialists. Now, obviously, when they hijack the Democrat Party. And the Democrat Party in Nevada is very broken, especially with the socialists hijacking Clark County. I don't know if you saw, but Washoe County, the Democrat Party is basically taking over the reins from Clark County because they don't want the socialist brand running the state. Well, that's exactly who's running the state, are socialists for the Democrat Party.
Boy, I can recall something that Dean Heller said when he was running for office.
And one of the things he said was, you know, I have to run a little bit more moderate, because otherwise I'd never be able to get elected to